Well, hey everyone, hope you're doing great. I wanted to jump on really quickly to share a thought today around prayer. I don't know if you've ever felt intimidated to pray, don't necessarily know the right words to say, feel like, man, I don't know the formula, the equation, and it's felt difficult to you. This has been so true in my life and in so many of my friends' lives, and just like there is such a curiosity, I think, to prayer, but also an intimidation to it. And I wanted to share just a simple two-part thought when it comes to prayer that hopefully might encourage you. And so what I want to do is simply look in Matthew 6, Jesus is teaching on prayer. This is in the Sermon on the Mount. And I wanted to read two verses to you and wanted to share an encouragement. And it says this, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward." Now let's listen to this. "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." I want to talk really simply around this idea of shut the door. I remember when I was wanting to date my now wife, Taylor. I was dating her in my last year of high school, and it was the moment where we wanted to make it official. Like, I'd been working on this thing for a while, trying to win her over, but I sat down to tell my parents, I'm a 17-year-old guy, and I'm about to date Taylor, and my dad says to me, "Well, I have a few rules," and one of the biggest rules that he had was simply, "You will not shut the door." He "You're never going to shut this door. We're going to have an open door policy. Like, at any moment, he'll burst on in when you're trying to have a deep, meaningful conversation. And come on, I'm a part of this conversation." But there was no way of shutting the door, because when you shut the door, freaky things happen when you're dating. We can talk about dating another time, but there was an open door policy in the Bull House growing up. And this is a true story, but fast forward to our wedding day. We have a beautiful wedding day. Taylor walks down the aisle. It's amazing. Then we go to the hotel room, and for the first time ever, we shut the door. And behind closed doors, we just have a beautiful conversation. You know what I'm saying? But in all seriousness, there was this funny, profound moment, like in the early stages of marriage, where just feeling the ability to shut the door and no one else is around. It's just the two of us, and enjoying the beauty of marriage, of just the friendship and doing life together. But there was a secret, beautiful, intimate relationship that I now had with my wife behind closed doors, plus all the other benefits. But we'll save that for another time. But in all seriousness, I want to talk to you about this idea of shutting the door. Because you see, when we shut the door, whether it be like, remember growing up, that you don't want your brother or sister to hear you, so you close the door when you're hanging out with one of your best friends so you can have like a private conversation, or maybe you're now a grown adult and it's like, man, you need to close the door so the kids can't hear what you're saying, or you just need a moment of relief from the rest of the world, so you shut the door. There's something to shutting the door in the unseen places and meeting with God. But I think when it comes to meeting with God, so it is so important to think around this idea of, man, well, how do you actually view God? Because how you view God shapes the way that you will live your life. And if we look at God in the lens of He's angry, if we look at God through the lens of He's frustrated at me, if we look at God that He's like some genie in a bottle, like, man, if I say the right things, God will maybe hear me. But so often the way that we view God will shape the way that we interact with God. And the scripture is really clear that it says that shut the door. And who do you pray to? Pray to your Father. And I just want to simply encourage you, when it comes to this thought of prayer, would you feel the comfortableness in knowing that you are praying to your Father in heaven? You're not shutting the door and praying to some guy who's angry at you or disappointed or with a lightning bolt in his hand ready to strike you. No, you are praying to your Father in heaven. How you view God shapes your life and shapes the way that you interact with Him. And so would we see God through the lens that He is our Father? So we must shut the door and pray to our Father in heaven. Pete Gregg has this phenomenal quote that says that your power in prayer will flow from the certainty that the one who made you likes you. He's not scowling at you. He is on your side. The way that we view God, is he scowling? Is he angry? Or no, could it be that he's actually on our side, that he's gone to great lengths to be in relationship with us? And prayer often will start from this place of need, that we bring our requests, we bring our concerns before God. But the end goal is always that prayer is about relationship. Relationship with our Father in heaven, that we can go into the secret place and shut the door and meet with God. But the beautiful thing about when we shut the door is that you can be actually honest with God. That so much of the depth of a relationship is found in the honesty of a relationship. You know, there's friends that you can be really honest with because you've done life with them forever, or you can tell them, hey, this is how I'm honestly doing. That's what we're invited to in our relationship with God, that you can have an honest relationship with him. My kids are unafraid to be honest with me. Both their sons aren't afraid to tell their dad what they want. Like at any moment, Eli will drop all his toys and scream, Daddy, I'm hungry. Or Daddy, I got a boo-boo. I need you to fix it. Or the one that we're really working on right now, we need your prayers, is around, he'll be doing whatever it is. And all of a sudden, Daddy, I want to watch TV. And it's like, man, we need to break this screen time addiction we got on our little boy. Pray for us. But the depth of a relationship is found in the comfortability of being honest. And I just want to invite you into knowing that you're praying to your Father in heaven, and he is not afraid of your honesty. I think sometimes we buy the lie that we have to impress God with our words that have these eloquent phrases. And man, you've heard that person at church pray and you're like, man, they're so eloquent. They have all the right words. It rhymes. It's perfect. It's like, man, God's not looking for fancy words. He's just looking for the honesty of your heart, of how are you actually doing? What's life really like? And that's the beauty of when we understand we're praying to our Father in heaven, that we can be honest with him. Let's look at scripture for a moment just to even reinforce this thought that sometimes I think we think everything in scripture can be rose-colored glassed, everything's perfect, but it's like, man, if you read through the Psalms for just a moment, you'll see the cries of the Psalms of complete honesty with God. Psalm 140:10 says, let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Like, here's the psalmist writing with frustration at others and just crying out to God, like, let burning coals fall upon them. Have you ever had frustrated at anyone? You can call out to God for burning coals to fall upon them. Psalm 168 says, I'm weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God. The psalmist is writing, man, my throat is tired from crying out to you, God. Have you ever been just crying out to God where you just feel frustrated, in pain, waiting upon God? Psalm 142 says that I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. That your complaints, all of your frustrations, you can bring to God. That you can be honest with God. Be honest with him how you're really doing. Be honest with him. Man, are you angry? Are you sad? Are you hurting? Are you frustrated? Are you scared? Are you feeling your brokenness where you've fallen short? That I just want to invite us into, that you can shut the door and pray to your Father in heaven and know that you can be honest with him. We don't need to put on a fake facade and have the right words to say, but would we lean into the reality that God wants to meet with you, that God wants to hear your honesty and know the reality that you can be in relationship with him. And so that's a simple thought that I wanted to invite us into today around prayer, that I am just seeing it more and more, that in my life, I've fallen in love with the secret place. I've fallen in love with the moments with God, that the relationship that we have together of shutting the door from the chaos of the world, of all the noises in the world around us, and leaning into the voice of God and the person of who he is. That there are so many voices in this world. There is so much noise and chaos and things around us. Do you know that Gen Z, I just read an article, spends on average 9 hours a day on screen time? like 9 hours a day of voices through social media and YouTube or Netflix or whatever it is of being spoken at us. And I would say, could we just dial down the voices of the world and lean into the voice of God and meeting with Him? Where's the spaces in your life that you maybe need to shut the door? What are the practices in your life on how to shut the door? Maybe it's physically actually shutting the door of your bedroom and saying, hey, I'm going to make space to meet with you, God. Maybe it's every time you shut the door of your car, that every time you get in there, that's going to be now your space to meet with God. When you're driving down the street, rather than listening to a podcast or listening to the radio or music, it's like, man, I'm going to create a space of silence. And lean in and ask the question, when I look inwards and how am I actually really doing? And thanking God for who He is and enjoying relationship with Him. And if you're ever wondering, man, well, how do I hear the voice of God? And how do I actually trust that maybe I'm hearing the voice of God? I would just encourage you to know your scriptures, that the voice of God will never contradict the word of God, and lean into, man, use the Psalms. Maybe if you're stumbling, like the thought of prayer is intimidating to you. It's like, okay, I want to maybe try this. Well, I would encourage you, like, find a Psalm and simply use it like as a springboard. Like a Psalm 139 might be a great Psalm to begin with, and just go line by line and read that line and then ponder it and pray it back to God. Search me, O God. God, would you look inside of me and show more of who you are to me? Or you could use the Lord's Prayer as a springboard for prayer. The other day, I was just thinking I often every morning will just pray the Lord's Prayer and thinking about just that thought, Our Father. And as I let my mind ponder upon that thought of Our Father, start praying, God, would you remind me again what it means to be your son? God, would you remind me again what it means to have a depth of relationship with you as my heavenly Father? God, would you open my eyes to see what it means that you're actually my Father, the protection, the covering, the provision, that all my needs are found in you, my Father. And just being washed in that love that God has for us, that He is our Father. There are so many ways for us to lean into the voice of God, but I just want to invite us into loving the secret place, loving shutting the door, dialing down the noise of this world, and making space for God. How often can you shut the door throughout your days? It might be just you're in a meeting and theoretically you just take a moment to pause and shut the door, shut the noise on all the chaos around you, and just pause and just recenter yourself and remind that God is with you. So often we will have a quiet time moment with God, and that is so important. The time to meet with God in the morning or later at night and extended times. But it's like, man, as we live our life, how often can we be reminded that God is with you? He's with you in that meeting. He's with you in that class. He's with you as you drive. He's with you as you order that coffee, as you read that book, enjoying relationship with Him. God is not some genie far off removed that you get 3 wishes and that is it, and He's here to do what your wish. Or God is not Santa Claus who's looking at your good and bad behavior. No, our Father in heaven wants to meet with us. So would we shut the door, know that we're praying to our Father in heaven, and be honest with Him? And I just want to continue and invite us into, there is so much more for us in the secret place. There is so much more for us in knowing God. We live in a world that cares so much about the public, the public facade, the things that are seen, but God cares so much about the unseen places, the places between you and Him. And the more we fall in love with the secret places, the more we fall in love with the unseen places, the moments between just you and Him. You know, God sees you at your workplace going above and beyond when no one's watching. God sees you as you sweep the floors of your part-time job in the hospitality industry. God sees you serving in your church when no one else is watching. God sees you in the unseen. God sees the tears that you cry alone in your room. God sees the depth of pain that you might be walking through right now. God sees what you're going through, and he sees the unseen places, and he wants to meet with you. So we would not live for the applause of man. We would not live for the fake facade of my public appearance to those around me. But know that everything in life flows from the private spaces with God. If we want to live a life of significance, if we want to live a life that can carry weight, or would we be men and women who have a life of substance in the secret place and learn to consistently shut the door? This is something I continually am trying to grow in, but the more and more time I spend in pastoral relationships, particularly with younger people, I want to do everything in my power to help them to know God, to have a greater depth of relationship with Jesus, to have a greater depth of relationship, of friendship, and know what it means to be a son or daughter of God. And I just want to invite all of us into that today, across the board within Narrative Society. And just want to thank you again for your time. Want to thank you for being a part of Narrative Society. I want to encourage you to go and sign up for my newsletter at joshuabull.org. I'm about to start sharing just like little thoughts around whether following Jesus, life, leadership, friendships, relationships. I feel like more and more I'm kind of getting clarity around where I want to take Narrative Society. And really, it's just like I want it to be an expression of me, lessons and things that I'm learning, but really want to create a space of a community that cares so deeply about the power of their story and the story that they're telling with the life that they're living. And so I want to invite you into subscribing to the Narrative Society podcast. Share this with your friends and get ready for all that's to come. I've got more conversations coming up with friends and guests on and that I really believe are going to encourage you. Going to keep sharing some thoughts with you. And above all, I pray that you'll feel seen, known, and loved today, and be again reminded that you are writing a story with your life. And there is power in every single one of your stories. And so grateful for your time. So please share this with your friend, leave a review, and I'll see you on the next episode of Narrative Society.